Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong with our love, although it was so strong.
That's Dale Shannon bringing us back. 17 till. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and if you go to that website and type Ivan Meisner into the search engine, or go to the Brain Trust members and go to the M's and find Ivan Meisner, you'll see an incredible body of work that he has made available to us by being a member of our Brain Trust now for the last 12 years. And all the things he's taught us about networking, about interpersonal relationships, about doing referrals, on and on. I mean, it's just a body of work that's unparalleled anywhere in the world. If you want to learn how to put your best foot forward in the marketplace and you don't know about Ivan Meisner, you got a big hole in your education there, folks. You need to do that. So I encourage you to check that out. And smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget all the other things you can do there at our site. Ivan, thanks again for hanging out with us. Dr. Ivan Meisner, ladies and gentlemen. Ivan, one of the things you've been talking about lately are people who can't do the things they need to do and that you want them to do, and then there are the people who won't do those things. Talk to us about these two people and how we should deal with each one of them, how differently we deal with each one of them.
I wrote about it in terms of networking, but I use this concept in management as well as teaching people how to find networking partners, referral partners. And in that context, people have asked me, what do you do to get people to participate at a higher level? What I generally teach my teams within networking groups to do is to ask a question that gets them to give an answer that you can determine whether they're a can't do or a won't do. For example, the group might say, how can we help you bring more referrals? Straightforward question. Then almost always, and this is gold, and I teach my leadership team people, this really is gold, because they will almost always give you either a can't-do answer or a won't-do answer. And remember, this works in management as well as in a networking context. Mm-hmm. So how can we help you do X? And they'll say something like, well, let's start with a can't-do. I've really been struggling with giving referrals to all of my referral partners. I'm not quite sure what I'm doing wrong, but it's just not working, and something like that's a can't do. They don't know how. Well,
they're a little frustrated. They're a little frustrated because they haven't found the key. Maybe it's a little bit of an excuse, but they're not writing it off. They're just lamenting that they haven't been able to come up with it. Maybe even sounding a little bit guilty.
Yes to all of that except for the excuses. They might have some excuses. But the won't-dos are a bigger excuse. You can really tell the difference between the excuses. The can't-dos are an excuse of, for some reason I'm having a difficult time.
I need help.
I can't do this. Mm-hmm. Which they usually don't say I need help, but if they do, for sure that's a can't-do.
Right.
Okay? Because they're owning up to it. And those people are really fairly easy to deal with because we've all been can't-dos.
You can help them.
Yeah, because, I feel like we have an obligation to teach people how to generate referrals. Let's say that's the question.
Mm-hmm.
We have an obligation to do that, and I didn't know how to generate referrals in the past. I had to learn. And so you can work with that person. It's the won't-dos. Those are the people that are more of a challenge. And their answer to that question would be more like, it's really difficult for me to give referrals to the kind of people that we've got in this group. And you should say, well, why are you here? I mean, you don't say that to them, but you think, why are you here? Mm-hmm. And the truth is, they're here because they're getting referrals. They just don't really feel like giving referrals to these people.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a won't-do person. And won't-dos, they really have excuses, and it's almost always everybody else's fault. It's not about them.
Yep.
It's something about you. It's something about everyone else. So the can't-do people are people that I think are salvageable. And they're salvageable because, they don't understand how to do whatever it is that you want them to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's your responsibility, whether you're in management or whether you're talking about referral marketing, to teach them how to do. It's the won't do people that I think are the real problem. They understand they're not performing. They just have excuses and they aren't willing to do it.
Mm-hmm. You know, Scott Peck, M. Scott Peck, the late M. Scott Peck, who wrote The Road Less Traveled, I was so happy I was able to interview him before he died and get to know him a little bit. And in his book, he talks about people who are the people he could help when he was had his practice, his psychology practice, the people he could help and the people he couldn't help. And folks, this you need to think about this as Ivan said, it's not just about networking, it's about managing people and about you know getting the most out of people. Ivan Scott said in his book, he said, when I would deal with a neurotic, I could help them because they were more likely to blame themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But he said there are two kind of people in the world. They're neurotics and then there are character disorders.
Mm-hmm.
He said the people who are neurotic, I could help them. The people with character disorder, he said, I couldn't help them because they blamed other people.
Right.
And that's what you're talking about is, you know, when people can't do it, they're sort of blaming themselves. They're lamenting things that they
right.
haven't accomplished. When they won't do it, that's when they blame other people or it's just, you know, there are other situations. And when you're dealing with people, you got to know who to invest in and who to cut loose, right?
Yeah, and obviously I'm in a non-therapeutic setting, but but I think what you described is absolutely right on.
Yeah.
When you have people who recognize that they're part of the situation, they're part of the problem or part of the challenge,
right.
then they're much more likely to be willing to change than if they're blaming everyone else. Gosh, I see that all the time.
Right.
What I do.
BNI.com.
It goes back to that old saying, when you're pointing your finger at somebody else, you got three other fingers pointing back.
Exactly. BNI.com, folks. When we come back, Ivan and I are going to talk about something else. We're going to talk about where you come from does not determine where you go. Tintel, stay with us.
It's great food and wine.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.